Welcome to the Change Over Chains podcast, formerly known as Bibles en Bustelo, but will always be known as the podcast where we break barriers between religion and having a genuine relationship with God, one chain at a time. I'm your host, Tamara Jade, and we're so happy you're here. Welcome to the family. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Change Over Chains, the podcast. I'm your host, Tamara J.
It's your boy, Eddie Ace.
And we are back with another episode. It's episode 20. Yeah!
Bank that, homie.
First off, we want to welcome all the new listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We can't wait for you to become part of the family.
Bienvenidos.
And to my OGs, the ones who have been here since episode one, welcome back. I don't think I have any announcements today other than I messed up when I said... last episode, I was like, hey guys, yeah, the website drops Monday, October 15th, knowing dang well that October 15th is on Tuesday. So yes, the website drops officially tomorrow.
Mañana.
he's just ad-libbing me.
Skirt.
Okay, anyway. So it drops officially tomorrow, and you're probably wondering, you guys cannot just start talking and not tell us why you're uploading on a Monday. And that is because if you follow us on Instagram, then you know we announced that Saturday's episodes are permanently moved to Monday.
Lunes, son.
All right. Can you say full sentences?
Yes, I can, actually.
So, yeah. So, Saturday's episodes are officially moved to Mondays. I know there have been, like, so many changes on this podcast. So, I'm so, so appreciative of you guys who stick around and listen to every episode. We love you so much, and thank you. Let us know if you still want the name to be Let's Be Real Monday. If not,
Please feel free to chime in and tell us what you think. And, you know, if you guys have any excellent ideas.
Yeah, let us know, because we're thinking about changing, but I know you guys have been around for all the changes, so I don't know how much we want to do to you.
So, I mean, hey, if you can't beat them, join them, right?
Make sure you're following us over on Instagram at ChangeOverChains, at Tamara Jade, and at...
Eddie.Ace with a Y.
Bam.
So, yeah, guys, enough small talk. Grab your snacks, preferably hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos!
Just grab some water, no soda.
Stay hydrated.
You know what I'm saying? And keep your Bible by your side. Mm-hmm. And let's get this thing popping.
You got my intro down. All right, let's get on into it. All right, so we hear the saying, blood is thicker than water, but is it though? According to an article by thegoodmenproject.com, for many, this isn't the case. There are a wide sweeping number of people who have family that is and not limited to being manipulative, deceitful, aggressive, abusive, toxic, the perpetual victim, aka kings/queens, of guilt tripping their children into what they want, rageful, depressive, incredibly emotionally unhealthy, etc. The article went on to say, to clarify, many of us can and do love relatives and family who aren't especially great for us. And often this is okay, though it will require having strong boundaries with said family member. Of course, to be adjusted and determined by you depending on how damaging/harmful said family member is. So babe, do you agree that blood is thicker than water?
Heck no.
Or do you agree to throw the entire phrase away?
Throw it out. Burn it. Forget it. It never existed.
Oh, okay. Someone's a little upset. Okay. Mm-mm. And why do you think that?
Well, because, listen, I look back and, you know, my life got saved by strangers. Your life got saved by strangers. A lot of strangers have looked out for us. A lot of just regular friends looked out for us. You know what I'm saying? In my own personal experience, I got people who are family now to me more than people have been in my entire lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, and that's unfortunate, but yo, it is what it is. So, yeah, no. And just a quick side note, it be the toxic family members to be the first ones to say to you, blood is thicker than water, you know that, right?
Yeah.
You know, and yo, if I knew then what I don't know.
All right, so I posed a question to you guys on Instagram, and here are some of your responses. Some people said, blood doesn't make you family. My husband's family got my back as if they were blood. Then I got one that says, not at all. Loyalty weighs more than blood. Then I got one that says, hex no, and it was Junior.
Y'all already know who it was.
And then I got one that says, I feel like family is just a title. So I gotta say, I don't think that blood is thicker than water either. And, like, I've had family look out for me as their own, like, other family members look out for me as their own and kind of show me that loyalty and be what the true meaning of family is. But I've also had like strangers and friends do the same thing. So I don't think it's about blood or, you know, being related. I think it's more about where is the loyalty? Are you loyal? Are you a loyal person? Do you give that definition of what family truly is? Or are you just in my family by default?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The Bible says bad company corrupts good character.
Right.
And that does not just go for friends or, you know, strangers. It goes for even your blood relatives.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to be like, snip, snip. I can't chill with you right now. You're a little too toxic for me.
Yeah, you know, and I've done it. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep doing it because I'm not going to continue to allow somebody live in my mind rent-free.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No.
Talk about it.
You know, I need more of Christ. I don't need more of this. The same way, I hope that if I'm ever coming off negative to any one of my family members, that they could keep it real with me too and cut me off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Keep that in mind. Don't let that go over your head. You can be that toxic family member that somebody needs to cut off.
Yeah, and hopefully I take it the right way. You know what I'm saying? And I looked at it as a moment to improve myself.
Yep. And being real, sometimes we don't. We won't take it that right. We'll be like, wow, they're being so unreasonable. Why would they cut me off? Like, what? I'm not toxic. They're toxic. No. Sometimes you can be the toxic person that needs to get cut off and you need to be told about yourself and then you're able to move on. That doesn't mean that they hate you. That doesn't mean that you hate them. That doesn't mean that, like, you guys aren't family no more, like, blood related. It just means that you're not being the definition of family right now. You are not adding to my life. All you're doing is stripping things from my life and you're not helping me grow. You're stopping my growth.
I mean, if anything, you should be appreciative that the person even kept it real with you.
Yeah.
You know, because some people, they just literally just disappear and don't talk to you. The fact that a conversation was there and they told you, listen, I just don't think that I should associate myself with you no more. Because that's the thing. When I have cut family members off, like, I'm not going to say I always had the conversation. There's one person I know that I have not had the conversation with yet.
Yeah.
Yet. Because there's going to be one. Trust me. But everybody else, though, definitely was a conversation. You know, and they know why.
Yeah.
You know? Now, I don't know if that is going to help improve them or me or anything. That's up for us to decide. Yeah. You know?
But when you cut these people off, does that mean you love them any less?
Heck no. I love you guys so much. As in, like, you call me right now, you tell me you need me, I'm there, you know, I'll pull up.
And I feel like that right there is an example of what we should be. Because sometimes people think, oh, no, we're Christian. We got to forgive. We're holy. We can't cut family off. Just because you're holy and just because you follow Christ does not mean you have to be buddy-buddy with every single blood relative you have. Sometimes they're just too toxic and stuck in their own ways. And you got to be like, listen, I can't be friends and cool with you right now. But if you call me, if you need anything, I still will lend my hand to you. I still forgive you. I still love you. That's showing Christ's character. Mm-hmm. I don't think that me cutting you off and not wanting to speak to you every day because all you add is negativity means that I'm any less of a follower of Christ.
Listen, if I could say this for lack of a better term, you know, trying to improve yourself is not a sin. You know what I'm saying? Trying to add peace to your life is not a sin.
Yeah.
You know, not talking to people is not a sin. I mean, unless it is, somebody please tell me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, point that out to me in what scriptures it says that. There's only one blood that makes us all family, and that's the blood of Christ.
Woo! Talk about it.
That's the only blood that got that power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The blood that runs through my veins ain't got no power.
Facts.
You know? It ain't got nothing.
That's a fact. Speak about that. So do you think that, well, okay, so what does your ideal family look like?
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and make it seem like I'm perfect because, you know, I had a family member who I found myself being a little bit of a bully to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was being a little bit of a bully to him, and then, you know, you helped me realize that I was, you know, kind of emasculating him, you know, and being a jerk to him. And I stopped, you know. I did stop, you know, I did. So I'm not going to sit and say that I'm not, you know, flawed, because I am.
Yeah.
But I just need somebody. I just need a real family. I need people that are gonna be real with me.
That's not to say his family not real. So don't start running away. I mean, running around talking about something Junior said on the podcast. No.
No, what I'm saying is not everybody's real.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and I just need that. I need like, yo, if you got a problem with me, just tell me you got a problem with me. I don't know. If you're going to talk to me about some issues that you have with another family member, it's because you're venting to me, not because you're talking junk.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like being in the middle of so much drama. And that, I guess that's just what I want. I just don't want no more drama.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want no drama, and I want 100% authenticity.
Yeah.
You know?
And I feel like my ideal family is just, I mean, I appreciate flaws. Right. I have not been the perfect family member. Sometimes I go ghost and I don't mean to. Sometimes I don't check up on other people. Sometimes I'm only telling them about what's going on in my life and I don't really, you know, ask them what's going on in theirs. So I find myself being that family member. Like, I'm always with the drama, always got something going on. Like, and I have no regard for other people's feelings sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I do know that I can be that family member that people want to just be like, no, snip, snip, can't talk to her. And I've burned a lot of bridges that way, you know? And so it's just, I feel like family is, first of all, what's your definition of family?
Family is love.
Yeah.
Or at least supposed to be, you know? I know God is love, of course. Amen.
Yeah.
But second, family should be love.
Yeah.
Quick to forgive. Quick to admit their wrongs.
Slow to anger.
All that. You know, everything that's Christ-like.
Yeah. Everything that Christ is, family is.
Perfect. Exactly.
Everything that Christ is, family is. I feel like my definition of family is a family in one accord, right?
Amen.
We move the same way, like I said, a family is what Christ is. That's legitimately what my definition is. It's Christ. That is family.
Yeah.
And so when we look at it in a perspective of being petty, like, listen, I know that let's be real. There's grounds for when you cut family members off. I'm not talking about when you get into petty arguments, you go and you just say, oh, yeah, no, not talking to her ever again. That's not my family. Bye. And like, no.
Why? She took my lipstick.
Yeah, no, seriously. Those arguments are so petty.
Mm.
You are family. You are meant to move as a unit. If God is within you and if Christ is within you and you know God, then you should know that you're not going to cut somebody off for a petty reason. Now, I know that there's circumstances where you have to distance yourself from family because of the fact that they're causing harm or, you know, danger to your life or causing disruption in your household and your peace, then that's understandable. But I'm not saying go cut your family members off for petty arguments. You life is short, okay?
Yeah.
Life is very short. And so you are supposed to be quick to forgive. You are supposed to love one another. You guys are supposed to be like Christ is for you. What do you hope to build with your next family empire? Because, you know, me and you are a unit. Me and you are now a family. Once you leave your, you know, your parents' house, you become your own kind of unit, your own family. So what do you expect to improve through our family lineage?
Listen, I'm trying for my family to have some killer instincts, executing, you know, busting moves, especially for the kingdom first, you know, walking into purpose, you know, building. I know I'm saying that a lot, but I just really want to build for the next generation to come.
Yeah.
And then the way I see is I want you and me and our family right here in this house
mm-hmm.
to grow, to build, to do what we got to do
mm-hmm.
for the glory of the Most High. And then the family in the sidelines, you know, everybody else in the sidelines, they listen, if they're watching, if you want to be part of this, you are more than welcome.
The beef is squash, you can
jump on into what we're doing.
When we have children, I want them to know that family isn't limited to these four walls.
Exactly.
Family isn't limited to your mommy and your daddy. Family is whoever shows you loyalty, whoever shows you they love you genuinely, Christ-like love, mm-hmm. that is your family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever can show you that Christ-like, genuine love, forgiveness, patience, strength, that is your family. You know?
Like, one of the polls, one of the people that voted at the end, they said they feel like family is just a title.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree. And you got to earn it, homie, like, the same way I did. Yeah. The same way I had to, you know? Because let me tell you something. I know I earned family when it came to you. And I'm going to tell you that you definitely earned it, too. You know, you earned that title of family. So it's like, it doesn't, like you said, it's not limited to blood. It could be your homies.
Yeah.
You know, they can be your family.
Yeah.
You know? I got people now that I haven't even known a full year that I look at as family.
Yeah.
You know, they notice.
Yeah.
So.
I want to say to you guys, because I know there's some people, and I see, like, you know, people post on Facebook and people post on social media how they feel like they have no family. They feel like they have nobody to talk to. Nobody's there for them. I want you guys to know that you are part of the family of God, and God loves you so, so, so much. And he just wants you to come to him and pour out to him and vent to him, because that's your father. And he's the only one that's going to love you like nobody else can. And if you guys want to talk to somebody, we're open to new family members over here. Okay.
Shoot.
Like, all you have to do is believe in him and know who he is and confess that he is Christ and confess that he is Lord. And you became a part of the family. Like, what, do you know what that is? Do you know what that is to be a child of God? Okay. Do you know what that is to be family of the Most High God? Do you know? Do you know?
Yo, it's sensational.
It's sensational. Okay. Sensational.
John 1:12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Use a child of God, boo, okay? Use a child of God. Don't be stressing. If you got to, I want you guys to know, not to feel bad if you have to distance yourself a little bit from your fam. If you have to say to certain people, listen, right now, I just don't feel like I'm in a mental space to handle you right now. There is nothing wrong with that. You are not going to be going to hell, and you're not going to be condemned because you chose self-care. Self-care is not selfish, and I did say that before, but I want you guys to know, don't feel bad for choosing yourself for once. Don't feel bad for pursuing Christ on your own right now and saying, God, when it is time for me to reconnect with these people or when it's time for me to reconnect with my family, I know that it's going to happen in the divine and right timing. But right now, I have to distance myself for myself.
Mm. Not for real. Literally ask yourself these questions. Do I love these people? Do I forgive these people? Am I sure that there's nothing that I can do better? You know? And, you know, whatever you come up with is going to be your answer. And, of course, don't ever forget to pray for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pray for them. Because the reality is, you know, look, whether we're going to like it or not, we're related.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to at least be family, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not just think exactly what we said. Don't think that we just family by default. Be family. Family, you know, love is an action word.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Sometimes you got to be the example of what family is.
Oh, for real, you know.
Yeah.
I know, you know, I've had those moments where I felt like I needed to do that. And I'm not going to say that I killed it because I didn't. I did a horrible job.
Yeah.
You know, I should have been better. But it's just, we're not trying to tell you guys to. You know, we're not trying to tear families apart here with what we're saying. We're just talking about what a lot of people apparently, you know, obviously have a lot to say about.
Yeah.
What other people feel.
Yeah.
You know, and we're just trying to tell y'all, like, listen, y'all not alone. Trust me, we feel the same way. Unfortunately, this is something that's just going around. And what can we do to help? What can we do to fight it? You know?
Be the example.
Yeah.
Be the example of what Christ is. Be that family member that shows the rest, this is what family is.
See, that's the thing. A lot of people want to show Christ's love to strangers, but don't do it with their own families.
Mm,
you know?
That part.
And it's just like, everybody deserves to be shown that type of love from one another.
Right.
You know, we're all undeserving of Christ's love, you know. However, once you receive that, pay it forward and show somebody that.
Right.
And that doesn't have to be a stranger on the streets.
Right.
Sometimes it's the person in the next room.
Right.
Right. You know? Sometimes it's your mom's.
So, no. Blood doesn't make you family, but the blood of Christ does. Mm. And that's going to be the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We really appreciate you being here. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and let us know your thoughts at Change Over Chains, at Tamara Jade.
At Eddie.Ace with a Y, you heard?
And make sure you email us, TamaraJade@ChangeOverChains.com. Don't forget that the website is dropping tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is. And make sure you leave your rating and your review down below. We love to hear from you. I read every single review, and I print it out and stick it on the wall, okay? I'm that type of person, so I love...
She really is.
I love when you guys leave your reviews and stuff like that. And then, yeah, we will see you in the next episode, which is tomorrow. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I love you so much. I'm out.
Peace.